Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 64 of De Friendly Geordies podcast with Jordan Shanks.
Hello.
Tom Montefiore.
Hi.
And hello, I'm Robbie Armfield. And we're happy to be here with you, and thanks for listening.
Aren't we going to play a song to start it?
Well, I'll put it in post. Like, it's just cleaner. Okay. It's just nice. It'll make it cleaner.
All right. Let's start again.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Hello, and welcome to episode 64 of De Friendly Geordies podcast with Jordan Shanks, Tom Montefiore.
Hello.
And hello, I'm Robbie Armfield, and we're here at FBI Studios in Sydney. Very appreciative. Thanks so much for allowing us to use these facilities. We're going to be talking about a lot of things today. Moby Dick is going to come up.
Lots of things today.
So
first segment is, things lasting forever. Do good things last forever? What do you reckon?
For sure. I suppose I'm going to have to think of an example. Take water bears, for instance. Not forever, but most ever.
Are water bears the little tiny things that live in space?
And really cold rocks?
They almost do last forever. they can live for... I don't know how long they live. They can live through anything, then.
Yeah. And assuming that the movie Unbreakable is not just in the realm of fantasy, and more likely, as we all know, real...
then Bruce Willis can live forever.
I fail to see any decline in him. Every time I look at Die Hard 4, I think I'm watching Die Hard 1.
Yeah, but is he a good thing? Maybe he can, but...
yeah. Surely you think he is.
Yeah, I love Bruce Willis.
Yeah, you would be. You would be a massive... Top 10%?
Yeah, for sure. Die Hard 1, top 10%.
Die Hard 3?
No. Bottom 40%.
Bottom 40% of fans?
Yeah, probably.
What is that? So, if you saw a poster for $2 outside of Morning Glory, as they sometimes sell movie posters from Hollywood, despite selling mostly things that are related to K-pop and anime.
Yeah. Would you buy the poster?
If you're in the bottom 40%.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. I didn't... Yeah. I don't know.
What if someone was giving it to you, going, please... please take this down 3 poster. I've had it on my wall for too long. I need to refurbish.
Yeah, I'd probably take it, but I wouldn't put it up. It's like, it just, I have no use for that.
But then does that feeling come to an end? So your love of that poster, do you reckon that would come to an end?
Yeah. I think all good things come to an end.
So you think all good things come to an end?
Do you consider your mediocre fandom of Die Hard 3 a good thing?
Well, the poster might be all right. I don't know.
So, Jordan, you think all good things come to an end?
Absolutely not. Water bears, Bruce Willis.
Oh my God,
I could name them all day, but I really don't want to bore you with the detail.
I don't want to bore you with the third.
I think, I've actually got sort of some information here that I think proves that all good things don't come to an end. There's actually sort of a silver lining with both answers here.
Wow.
What do you have?
We actually have a definitive answer to this an episode of an edition of the podcast. Yeah.
So, I've just got some Indian mysticism or wisdom, whichever way you choose to look at it here.
Tom would definitely prefer wisdom.
Yep.
I think I'm right on board with Indian wisdom.
Mysticism.
It's from a person called Srimad Bhagavad Gita. It's from the Nagari script, okay? And it says, just as a person discards old garments and takes on new ones from time to time, so also the formless embodied being or soul discards worn out bodies and takes on new bodies periodically. Indian philosopher, and so that's the end of that quote, but it goes on to be described by the author here. He says, Indian philosophy is very close to Mother Nature and takes all its lessons from her. Observe that the cycle of nature is self-replicating and self-perpetuating, not just at the scale of individual organisms like us, but at cosmic scales. Birth coexists with and is contingent upon death. The above verse may be interpreted in that sense. Take a look at this. There's a picture here of a supernova remnant, M1 NGC 1952, or Taurus A, otherwise known as the Crab Nebula. It's a beautiful space image here. And it says... This is the most famous Hubble image of the crab. The event was actually observed in 1731. That was ages ago. And this is its latest appearance. A supernova is the unbelievably violent and spectacular death of a massive star, starting with a core collapse implosion followed by a violent rebound explosion. Observe the shockwave tendrils. So you can see here there are some shockwave tendrils. When a supernova happens, the exploding dying star temporarily outshines all other celestial objects in its vicinity, and then gradually dies down. Yet, in that death is the beginning of new life, like these, the pillars of creation. Now, this is an extremely popular space image.
The three big pillars.
Exactly.
Mm.
And it says, the pillars are columns of interstellar gas and dust, some 7,000 light years away from us in the M16 Eagle Nebula stellar birth region. As science currently understands, the next generations of star birth are seeded and accelerated by shockwaves from supernovae, like the crab. Thus, in death, there is new life.
Right, okay.
So, yeah.
I think we've heard enough of that.
Your body renews itself constantly. You may be a constantly living entity since your birth, but at this point
I think
in time,
I saw this all in an IMAX movie once.
Which one was that? Interstellar?
It doesn't... Yeah, I suppose that would play there as well, but... They definitely do that at least once a year. Put out something that should pretty much just be in a planetarium. There is no storyline, very few interviews in it.
Mm.
Usually there's a scientist with a bald head that is still quite alpha. He's probably in his 30s or whatever.
They always really
always going to Patagonia.
I'll just do the last two sentences just to wrap it up.
Oh,
and so, good, bad or ugly, everything comes to an end. Yet nothing comes to an end. The cycle goes on forever by our limited time scales.
Very wise. It felt a bit like Goosebumps.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking the whole time.
Yeah, like
did he just get really into astrophysics in his later years?
Yeah. Felt like the Goosebumps were just kind of zoned out. You know, like
that was scary to you, was it?
Yeah, too scary to think of anything ending. Or beginning.
Well, it turns out, yeah, nothing
viewer
really
beware, you're in for some deep cosmic introspection.
So that's the that's the long and short of it, I suppose. That's the that's the actual answer. Nothing really ends. That's just tendrils of new life after a supernova implosion.
I guess in that example, yes.
Like the Crab Nebula.
So you So now you're on the back foot, aren't you, Tom?
Well, and yeah, if everything is the death and birth of a star, then yeah, sure.
But then again, you can't really count Tom's up and go as the birth and death of a star. It's completely separate to it. It was a good thing.
Mm.
It did come to an end.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I reckon things are only good if they do come to an end.
Oh, okay.
All good things must come to an end.
Like your book that you... Yeah. Did you finish it? Moby Dick, you were reading it recently.
Yeah, yeah, all right. So, Moby Dick, we spoke about it last week, and...
it's a tale of a whale.
A white whale.
A big fish, if you will,
yeah,
just to keep us along trend with inadequately naming scientific phenomenon like we did last week with Neptune.
Yeah,
but we stand by everything we said on this. Yeah, yeah. That's right. We called Venus Neptune in the last episode. Yeah. That's how off we were.
Yeah, so we spoke about Moby Dick, and we've been talking about it so much lately about... whether, like, what it's all about and whether Jed McKenna, who we spoke about last week, got it right or wrong. So I went and asked my dad, who's an English teacher, whether, you know, what it's all about. And
did you ask him, did Jed get it right?
Yeah, 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 I did. I was like, all right, so this is what Jed reckons. Like, what do you reckon?
He's not just an English teacher, though, is he? It's his favourite text. So.
Oh, well, he reckons Moby Dick is, like, the greatest text ever written.
Right, okay.
I don't know if it's his favourite, but it's kind of like what we were saying the other week as well. It's like some things might
not be. A deep respect and a deep knowledge of the text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose it's like how everybody probably thinks futsal is more fun than soccer, but they still watch soccer over futsal.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I was...
Yeah, I suppose that's the same as great literary checks of all time, yeah. Futsal.
So, yeah, his answer was that kind of standard, what you'd expect to get from an English teacher, which was, I wouldn't be asking, you know, what the author was intending, but what did you get from the book?
Like what accent are you doing?
I'm doing American.
Why were you? Because your dad.
True.
He's not American.
But he doesn't have an Australian accent, though.
What, do your dad.
So, by default, he has standard American.
Yeah, yeah, I know, yeah.
What doing I'm going to say McKenna. Is... Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, yeah.
That's so good that Tom has... Like early Windows 95, two language options, Australian English or just American English. Yeah. That's all that's in his head.
Okay, yeah. He said, all right, mate, well, what do you reckon? What do you reckon you got from it? And I was like, well, I don't care what I got from it. I want to know what.
Yes, thank you.
That's right.
I'm so tired of that bullshit English teacher response.
But he was saying,
it's basically a way of saying, I don't want to do work. Back to you.
Yeah. So he was like, well, take another thing like Hamlet or like some Shakespearean thing. He's like, it might have meant something then, but why do we keep bothering with it? Like, why? The better question is, like, why bother with Moby Dick? Like, what's the point in even reading it? Because if the context of whatever it meant when it was written doesn't apply anymore, then it's just a pointless novel. And that's the point of like allegory in novels, is that allegory is malleable, and as context changes, so does meaning. And I was like, all right, fine, but like, what does it actually mean?
Just give it to me straight.
And he was like, oh, well, it probably is about that.
So he had an answer.
Yeah, he did.
I always thought that English teachers just winged it and hoped that was enough and people wouldn't press them, and they could always just wind the question around, much like a spiritual guru does.
Yeah, well, he was like, yeah, it's about fatalism or like obsession. So he's like, it's about confronting your own identity, like Jed says. But he's saying it's about the idea of kind of the desire to die is what he reckons it's about. Is that like Ahab, who's the main character, is kind of destined. He's connected to the white whale as he's compelled to kill the whale, but in doing so will like destroy himself. So the whale represents himself, as it does every character in the book, or like a lot of the characters in the book have this connection with the whale, as like they see themselves in the whale, but they're all trying to kill themselves. So it's kind of like about the fascination with death and how everyone actually wants to die. Is what he reckons Moby Dick is about.
Wow.
That sounds like a load of shit.
Because you like Jed McKenna.
Yeah.
Well,
Do you guys want to die?
No, but all good things must come to an end.
I thought we established they don't.
Yeah.
So either Moby Dick's wrong, or that cosmologist is. One of them is.
Yeah.
Come on, quick.
I think the cosmologist.
Is this just because you've read it? And even though he was incorrect for at least 100 solid pages in a row in that book, because all he did was spend time identifying whales in a biologically incorrect manner, as he kept referring to all of them as big fish.
Yeah, true.
And you reckon this guy's got it right over the cosmologist?
Well, they'll say, like, it's not like a philosophical text, you know, like, it's not like he's trying to necessarily say something. It's just people, like, that's what he was saying, is that some of these texts, like Moby Dick, are just so vague. You can just pretty much read whatever you want out of it, and whatever works at the time is just what people agree with.
Could it just be that he's just writing a book?
Yeah. It's just a story. He's saying, like, it's just a novel, but like people like try and read stuff from it. Like, for instance, he was saying in annoyance that Hamlet is now being read as this like feminist reading of like the character in it who might kill herself. The what's her name? The woman character in it, the one that kills herself.
Spoiler.
Yeah, they're saying, like, well, she's trying to do it to get away from, like, the patriarchy of the current society, and it's just kind of bullcrap.
Hang on, unless so are English teachers just palm readers?
Just reading the text and just getting whatever they kind of vaguely want from it. Well, if you can
That's what's happening,
it,
right?
Yeah, but they've got, like...
They're shams!
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Your dad's a sham. Yeah.
As soon as I said they're shams, I just remember we're talking about your dad.
No, he's a great guy. Love him. Don't love him. I can't say I love your dad, can I? That's a bit weird. Like him, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, so that's Moby Dick.
Are we ending on that?
Well, I don't know. I think I've...
Yeah, it is exhausted. It was... Okay. All right, good.
What, do you have any other questions about it?
No, I don't. I'm trying to think of one, but that's fine. Mm. We'll just finish on Robbie saying something very dicey about Tom's dad.
So, I think your dad... No, I was going to say, so Moby Dick, you know, it's a novel that was concluded. The author has since passed away. So too, this segment has concluded, and now I think we're going to move on to something that Jordan would like to do.
Thank God
we addressed this last week.
Very spooky,
yes.
Around the gang, as one of us is definitely a vampire, because last week I admittedly, because we were running out of time and we needed some segments, accused people in the room of being the evil undead overlord that turns humans into his subservient undead army. So I'm saying one of us is Count Dracula. And we don't know which one it is. I ate the clove of garlic and I'm still here, so I can only assume that I'm not a vampire. But Jacuse Tom, I think you're the vampire, and now you have to eat this clove of garlic I've brought into the studio.
Now, do you remember how he reacted to it last time, Tom?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it.
Too bad. We're just going to put it in his mouth.
No. Last week you were like quite sick of it. I don't think we should do it.
But it's good for you. You're supposed to have garlic when you've got a sick. When you've got a cold. It was like completely unrelated.
I think we could just move on to the next segment.
Yeah, we could. Or you could eat a clove of garlic.
No, actually, no, don't. I don't want to do it.
Are you serious? Or?
Yeah, I don't think I should. I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it. No,
just
I'm not
eat the
doing
fucking
it.
Garlic. What's your problem? Bastard. You son of a bitch. Get Robbie, off. Help.
Get off.
Help, Robbie.
Robbie.
Get off me. Bastard. Fuck you. Fuck you, Tom. You fucking asshole.
I don't think I want to do
it. What the fuck's your problem? What do you mean you don't want it? Yeah. It's on the ground. Where the fuck is it? This is bullshit.
I don't think
why
I want to do this.
Why do you even start this? What? What do you mean this?
Like just the podcast. I don't think I want to do it anymore.
Are you fucking serious?
Jordan, yeah. That was kind of weird, dude.
Me? He fucking punched me!
I don't know. It's kind
what do you mean you don't want to do the pod?
Yeah, I just don't think we should do it. I don't think we see eye to eye on that kind of stuff, man.
Always fucking do this.
No, fuck
always
off.
Fucking do this.
Don't.
I fucking hate you.
Jordan.
I
Jordan.
Fucking hate you.
Robbie.
I hate you.
Jordan.
Stop it, dude. What the fuck? You want to stop this fucking pod? You want to quit? Thanks very much, FBI. Fuck you, flip-flops, and fuck both of you.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'll keep doing it, though.
I think, I've said it a few times. I want to stop doing this, so I think I'll...
Yeah.
Stop the pod, stop the Instagram.
All right.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah, let's do that.
Should we... What about the radio? Should we continue that?
Yeah, let's keep doing that.
No, we'll keep doing that.